Tap when you don't feel good. Tap with music, tap with videos, audios, books, replay these videos on Facebook. YouTube has a gazillion of them. Tune into something that doesn't feel good. Tap with anybody, like you did here, with whatever the person is saying, and then reskill what you're in.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. And then the more you come and engage in this tapping, the more your tapping will shift out of, oh, I gotta clear this up, this is awful, into how do we kind of feel. Right? Because you'll notice that even though we tap on things that are painful, we just really end up in a larger perspective of feeling good.
Yeah.
Right? And originally, that's not how the tapping scripts were set up. But like everything, it keeps evolving too. Right? So you don't need words to tap. When you don't feel good, just start tapping, and it shifts your energetic feeling or emotional mind. Not about the conscious mind. But when you come to Thrive Tapping, you get a lot of information. It's almost like calling it teaching tapping, right? So ideally, you do it when you don't feel like your best self. Alright? And then the trick is, whether you're tapping by yourself or with somebody else, don't stop till you get bored or start laughing. A lot of times people will tap and say, it doesn't work, I feel worse. I'm like, no, that's good. But you stirred it up. Don't stop there. Mm. If you start yawning or you forget what you're tapping about, then you do it.
Yeah.
If you start laughing, you did great work. Then take away. Does that make sense? Is that helpful?
Yeah.
Okay. And then access. There's so much information about that.